Simon & Schuster Audio presents Chasing River by K.A. Tucker. Read by Elizabeth Louise and Steve West.
A river may be diverted, its waters pooled, its natural course interrupted. But its current will only ever truly flow one way. 1. River. I weave around men and women alike with barely a pardon, struggling not to lose Angus, nor to let on that I'm tailing him. The slick guy has done his part to make that tricky. His flinty gaze darting side to side as he briskly navigates the morning swell of pedestrians. Dressed in tan trousers and a plain white-collared shirt, the beige tweed driver's cap tipped low to help hide his face, he could pass for an office clerk or a salesman. Maybe a manager at one of the upscale Grafton Street stores. Someone responsible. Someone respectable. Someone that he's not. It's not even so much him that is making me suspicious. It's that black leather satchel, the one he holds close to his body, as if to protect it from being stolen or knocked by a passerby rushing to catch a bus or a streetlight. It's the sweat seeping through the back of his shirt when the air this early June morning is crisp. It's the way he's checked his watch 3 times in the span of 20 meters. My gut churns with explanations, all of them bad. Nothing good has come from Angus since Portlaoise Prison spat him out 4 months ago. 6 years inside Dublin's maximum security walls have only fortified his connections, poisoned his convictions, blackened his soul. They took in an ideological 22-year-old Irish Republican and spat out an inspired criminal. And here I am, 30 steps back, tracking him through the gates of St. Stephen's Green, just moments after security opened passage for the day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?